News Update.
From the Sky News Centre at 11, disgraced entertainer Rolf Harris has reportedly written a letter from his prison cell attacking the women who he indecently assaulted. He was jailed last year for a number of sexual offences. The Mail on Sunday, which obtained the letter, believes it to be genuine. Our reporter Katie Spencer says the newspaper claims a close confidant of the 85-year-old, who was appalled by its contents, gave it to them.
It certainly doesn't make pleasant reading. In it, he shows pretty much no sign of having any remorse for the crimes he committed. He writes, after 8 months inside, the inner rage has come to the fore. I've started writing a song about the injustice of it all.
A three-year-old boy who went missing with his mother for more than 2 weeks has been reunited with his father. Rebecca Minnock handed herself in to police last night but wasn't arrested. The lawyer for a British woman convicted over stripping on a sacred mountain in Malaysia says she's pleased and happy to be returning home to the UK. Eleanor Hawkins was among a group of tourists sentenced to 3 days in prison and fined. In football, Scotland battled back to keep a two-point gap between themselves and the Republic of Ireland in Euro 2016 qualifying. The two teams drew 1-1 in their Group D clash in Dublin. Northern Ireland also missed the chance to go to the summit of Group F as they drew 0-0 with leaders Romania in Belfast. But manager Michael O'Neill says he's pleased with the level of effort his players put in.
You know, we didn't really come under that much pressure, you know, throughout the game in terms of seeing the quality that Romania have on their side. And, you know, we created opportunities ourselves.
England's women have picked up their first win at the World Cup in Canada. They've beaten Mexico 2-1 after losing 1-0 to France in their opener. And the national lottery operator Camelot says a claim has been made for yesterday's Euro Millions jackpot prize. Single UK ticket holders won more than £93 million. Subject to validation, it could be paid out when the banks open on Monday. That's the latest. I'm Annie Joyce.
Now, the really good news. You can get your student accommodation sorted hassle-free with Home Life Lettings. And they offer a 100% deposit-back campaign.
With a large number of lettings available and over 50 years' experience, Home Life Lettings are the student's first choice. And their 100% deposit-back campaign is fantastic news. Call 02380 58 68 38 or visit homelifelettings.co.uk. Mention Voice FM and get 10% off admin fees.
We need your help. Wills, a quadriplegic who also has cerebral palsy, is going to be abseiling down the Spinnaker Tower to raise money for three charities, Carers Together, Ability Radio and Voice FM. He's hoping to reach the target of £100,000, which is why we need your help. It's happening on the 27th of June at 10:30 and we'll be live with the team from 10 a.m. You can donate big or small at the following venues: The Food Factory, Home Life Lettings, Cootie's Royal Pier, Uppercut Barbers or your local Domino's Pizza. If you're in Salisbury, you can donate at Plumbase Denman's or TVS Boiler Services. Or you can donate online now through PayPal using donate at voiceofmradio.co.uk, or you can head over to the Voice FM website, voiceofmradio.co.uk. The Ability Abseil, happening on the 27th of June at 10:30. We'll see you there.
The soundtrack to Southampton. 103.9 Voice FM.
www.voicefmradio.co.uk. This is Beyond Control.
Welcome to this week's Beyond Control. Good evening from myself, Stu J. And hello from tonight's DJs, Wayne DJ C and Aiden Viana. Our one this week is courtesy of Wayne DJ C. Hour two sees Aiden Viana in the mix. So, a bit of gig info for something that Wayne DJ C is playing at, albeit not for a good couple of months. But on Saturday, the 26th of September, Eat Static return to the Talking Heads with special guest Zitan Spore and your DJs for the evening, Keeper's Brew versus Wayne DJ C, supported by Beyond Control and Southampton's 103.9 Voice FM and voicefmradio.co.uk. Advanced tickets for that event will be £15 or £18 on the door. That's 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. Saturday, the 26th of September at the Talking Heads. Anyway, on with the show. Wayne DJ C in the mix until about midnight.
Get down, man. You are in the mix with Wayne DJ C for Beyond Control on Southampton's 103.9 Voice FM and voicefmradio.co.uk.
Listening to Beyond Control, our 2 hours of techno we have every Saturday night from 11 p.m. on Southampton's 103.9 Voice FM, voicefmradio.co.uk, and smartphone apps reach and tune in. Currently, Wayne DJC is mixing it up on the ones and zeros, taking you through until midnight, when we hand over to Aidan Viana. This is Beyond Control.
This is Beyond Control.
JC for Beyond Control on Southampton's 103.9 Voice FM and voicefmradio.co.uk.
We'll be right back. beyond control.
Out.
beyond control.
www.noisefmradio.co.uk. This is Beyond Control.